This
is Tube Talk.
Hello and welcome to Tube Talk, a series of podcasts about all things weird and wonderful on London's underground. I'm Yasmin Manan.
And I'm Conor O'Donovan. You can follow Tube Talk on Instagram, Twitter, and don't forget to like us on Facebook. This week, we're looking at the lesser-known tube, the weird tube, the surprising tube, all in our Surprising Talk podcast.
Now, how long is your commute? For tube enthusiast Aaron Rudolph, the longer the better. Rudolph is such an enthusiast, he's even completed the Tube Challenge twice. But we'll let him explain a little more about what it entails.
The Tube Challenge is a test where the aim is to visit every single one of the 270 London Underground stations in one day. It is a recognised Guinness World Record, not held by me. The current record was set in 2016 and is just over 15¾ hours. You're allowed to take train and bus or your feet. You're not allowed any private transport. You can't do it by just staying on the train. It's not basically not possible to do in a day. Now, the guys who have the world records are, like, very physically fit, and they will run solidly in when they need to run. Plus, these guys have people on laptops in other places, like updating them on every delay of the line so they can change things at the last minute if necessary. Plus, like, they have people come join them on the day, like, to give them updates and that kind of thing. If we decided we'd have fun and do it for charity anyway. And yeah, it was a good day out. We did it in 19 hours and 7 minutes.
Well, how about that? Always lovely to hear from a real tube enthusiast there, Aaron Rudolph.
Well, joining us in studio is George Turner with a bit more info. How are you doing, George?
I'm great, thanks. There's lots of different versions. You can also do the alphabet challenge, which is where you go through A, B, C, D, etc. In alphabetical order. And the record holder for that has done it in 4 hours, 51 minutes. But there's another one that if you're fancying just a little hour in your lunch break, you can do the all lines where you visit at least 2 stations on each line, and that you can do in 33 minutes if you're the fastest in the country. So how about you guys? Does it appeal?
Sounds quite arduous. I don't know if I could spend that much time underground, but I think it would take a certain determination, perhaps.
Yeah, lacking a bit of daylight.
Yeah, yeah. Bit of vitamin D. How about you, Yaz?
Yeah, I think I'd give it a good go, but I think it definitely would hit a wall at some point.
I think a lot of the motivation is that most of the time people do it for charity. So you can raise money, raise awareness, or maybe you just love the tube, which lots of our listeners do.
I'm worried about pollution as well. Being underground for that long.
True. Fun fact about the Northern Line. Apparently 20 minutes on the Northern Line is the equivalent of smoking a cigarette.
Oh my
God.
It's
so dirty. So bear that in mind.
Worth for charity though, definitely.
Oh yeah. Smoke 40 cigarettes. So like, how do you prove that you've done it?
You have to have an independent witness. Each person that's doing it has to carry a book, and an independent witness has to sign off that you've been at every station. And you have to carry a logbook, which clearly details your routes and any rest stops, which in 16 hours, let's guess, are quite a few. So it's taken quite seriously. And you can get into the Guinness Book of Records with it. So, let's give it a go.
Well, there you go. Oh. Yeah.
Well, thanks, George, for coming in to breaking that down for us.
It's quite all right.
Sights and sounds from the underground.
This
is Tube Talk.
Now, following on from Spooky Talk last week, which is available on SoundCloud now, we thought we'd explore some of the disused stations and their uses. In the studio with us, we have Max Bauer, our disused station guru. Thanks for joining us, Max. Can you tell us about some of these fun uses of disused stations?
Yeah. Hi, Yaz. So there's one over in Camden. A local man has converted the disused station at South Kentish Town into an escape room. Now, you might remember South Kentish Town from our last episode, all the spooky goings-on that they had investigated there. It was served by the Piccadilly line in another life, which coincidentally has the most abandoned stations with 7. Moving on, there's probably my favourite. It's actually, I would quite like to go to this one. Brompton Road Station, which was closed in 1932, but it got a new lease of life in the Second World War. It was the Royal Artillery's Anti-Aircraft Command Centre for central London, which is kind of, that's pretty cool, I think. You know, dinky little offices cramped laterally along disused platforms. You can just, there's a certain romance about it.
Strong visuals. Yeah. I can see it now. Mm.
There's another one which was used for a similar purpose during the Second World War at Down Street by Winston Churchill, amongst others. Churchill apparently dubbed it the Barn. What else have we got?
Classic Churchill.
Yeah, always had a name for everything.
That was also because it was so comfortable, was it not?
Is that right? I didn't know that.
Yeah, apparently it was a very cosy spot.
Okay. The barn, you know, sort of seems quite an elaborate. It implies quite a big space.
True. Yeah.
Was it just, not a hay. Just quickly, why do we think the Piccadilly line is so fertile for abandoned stations? I've been wondering this, but I just...
Well, you have Aldwych as well, which is probably the most prominent one in central London, which has actually got the Strand name still on the actual entrance. I don't know. I think they maybe just didn't think through the Piccadilly line very much.
Yeah.
Well, let's just build another station here. Mm. I think the Strand was literally the most pointless station because you could only go up to Holborn. It was like the end of the line, but it was a separate part of the line. So, and then you had to change at Holborn to get to the Strand, I think.
Oh, I see. Mm.
Yeah, it really didn't make much sense.
Let's put that out to our listeners. If you know where the Piccadilly line is first off for abandoned stations, do tweet us.
Because I know at Charing Cross, they've got a whole station platform, basically, as well, which is massive, which isn't used, which is basically used for filming. If you've watched Skyfall, anyone?
Yeah, watched it. Big James Bond.
I think they used that for filming, which I was a little bit disappointed about. I thought they'd use an actual live, real station.
The bit where he jumps on the back of a train and stuff like
that. Yeah, and the bit where he... I always think this now, actually. The bit where he jumps down the middle of the escalator and slides down.
Oh, God, yeah.
But you couldn't really do that in real life because you actually have the bollards almost.
Yeah. Have you seen that video on Twitter of the guy in an England football kit trying to do it and get flipping up off one of those bollards and landing basically on
painful.
Not good.
Yeah, don't try that at home, folks. Now, we actually spoke to a big disused station enthusiast earlier today, Kim, who got him in touch with us. Have a listen to what she makes of it all.
In 2016, I aim to visit all the abandoned stations on London Underground. I've already done all of the Piccadilly line. This week, I visited Mark Lane near Tower Hill. It is just absolutely fascinating. They're preserved and no one knows they're there. They're places that have so much history.
That was Kim there, a good friend of Tube Talk, loyal follower on social media. So we've got, now we have, if I'm not incorrect, Max, we know of two sort of inspirations from abandoned tube stations. So we're cheating a bit because they're not actually uses of them, but it's sort of the fan club, part of the fan club.
Yeah, big fan club. Well, there is one which uses a 1967 Victoria Line carriage called the Basement Gallery, which I believe moves around, which is probably in keeping with the vibe that they're going for. Now, another one, which is strictly not an old station, but certainly modelled on one, is Cahoots in Soho. This does look quite cool, actually. Has anyone, have either of you been here?
Not yet.
I haven't.
I think we should head down there. And anyone listening, you should definitely check it out too. It's made in the image of a vintage Bakerloo carriage from the 1940s, paying homage to the Londoners forced to seek shelter underground. And as in the 1940s, liquor will be handed round if you go, and sing-alongs will take place in order to keep morale high.
I think there's a bit of a, bit of dancing as well. It's kind of like a general kind of knees up.
Yeah, and I think there is some sort of rationing of various provisions as well, just to really keep the vibe.
Well, cheers, Max. Thanks for that. That was
quite all right.
Enlightening.
So, Connor, what do you make of this Victoria Line supper club? Because I just think, for me, I just don't think I could get out of my head that we were in a quite unhygienic space. I don't even see those videos on YouTube where they bash the tube seats and all this dust comes out. I don't know if I could eat one of them.
Oh, God. I wasn't thinking that before, but I definitely will be now. I mean, you'd like to think they've sprayed it down a bit. Looking at the videos online, it looks a bit less, it doesn't look like there's, 50 people hanging onto the bar every day. What do you think?
Yeah, that's true. I guess they must, disinfect it or something.
Yeah, just wash it on then.
Yeah, hopefully. Well, but Cahoots, I feel like we should go down to Cahoots, though.
Yeah, Cahoots looks a lot more slick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Watch out for a Tube Talk trip to Cahoots on our Instagram. In the name of tube research, obviously.
Sights and sounds from the underground.
This
is Tube Talk.
Now, you may be familiar with the thought of the day signs dotted around London's tube stations. These are handwritten notes on whiteboards, and they were originally invented by Anthony Gentles. He came up with the idea 14 years ago, and then his colleague Glenn Sutherland has also taken up the mantle in the meantime at Oval Tube Station. We're now joined by Anna, who is a huge fan of the signs. She's going to share a few of her favourites with us.
I wanted to tell you about three of my favourite ones, and they're all kind of quite different. The first one is a quite funny one, which we first saw at Angel Tube Station, which said, "Accept that some days you are the pigeon and some days you are the statue." which is just a personal favourite of mine. I don't know what you guys think about that.
I find that pretty relatable, you know. Probably more the statue, usually. How about you, Yaz?
I know. I feel like saying some days you're the pigeon is really empowering. That sometimes you just need to be the pigeon.
Absolutely. I just quite like because, you know, while some of them are quite inspiring, they also, you know, they don't take themselves too seriously.
Right.
It's nice to get a bit of humour, especially in a commute, which can sometimes be a bit of a pain.
Mm. Exactly. Early morning commute when your eyes are blurry.
Exactly. Yeah. My second favourite is a very different use of the thoughts of the day, and they're very well known for kind of rallying around Londoners in times of crisis. So this one was at Oval Station, and it was after the London Bridge attacks, and it says, "Anyone can give up. It's the easiest thing in the world to do, but to hold it together when everyone else would understand if you fell apart, that's true strength. Hashtag London Bridge." And I just think it's a really lovely way of kind of in, you know, after such something that's so horrific has happened, it's such a nice way to kind of remind everyone that actually you kind of all together in this.
Mm, definitely. I mean, yeah, certainly going through that station or that area after that happening would have been quite scary.
So, yeah,
to see that would have been pretty uplifting.
Yeah, especially because life just kind of carries on as normal after those.
Yeah, exactly.
Things.
And then my third one that I wanted to bring today is a kind of another way that they quite often use them for real inspirational quotes. So this one was at Brixton Station, and it says, "Life is like a camera. Focus on what's important. Capture the good times. Develop from the negative. And if things don't work out, take another shot." And I just think that's such a lovely summary.
It's pretty good. Yeah, that's actually kind of made my day, you know.
Strong metaphor.
Yeah.
Exactly. Do you guys have any favourite ones that you've seen?
You had one, didn't you?
Yeah, I was talking to you about one earlier today. So this is from Oval, actually, and it's, "Never ignore a person who cares for you, because someday you'll realise you've lost a diamond when you were busy collecting stones."
That's so lovely.
Oh, my word.
So lovely.
I think I'm too heavily weighed down already, but...
Got to throw those stones out of your pocket.
Yeah, got to do a clean out. Yeah.
Connor, do you have any favourites?
I guess I kind of prefer the more funny ones, like the one you gave us at the top there. Personal favourite of mine, it's kind of furniture themed. So the DFS furniture sale, when did it start? When will it end? And has anybody ever played full price for their sofa?
I love that.
It's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, I love that one.
Yeah.
So
I mean, everybody, I guess people may not be familiar with the DFS furniture sale. I guess everybody is at this stage.
Surely you can't miss that.
Yeah, it's pretty perpetual.
Never ending.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Thea, thank you, Anna, for coming in.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
If you see any thought of the days that you like, do tweet us or comment on our Instagram posts or Facebook us, anything, because we'd love to hear from you, our listeners.
Well, I've learned a lot today. How about you, Yaz?
Yeah, me too. I feel like my eyes have been open to disused stations, the Tube Charity Challenge, which we're obviously going to try.
Yeah, we're going to try a lot of different things. Despite the potential, hygiene hazards, I'd be very interested to try this upper club. Obviously, you know, I'm kind of slightly biased, having been coughed on a lot in the mornings, but yeah.
Maybe you can convince me to go.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. And we'll be down at Cahoots, hopefully.
Yeah. Catch us down at Cahoots.
Yeah.
If you see us, hit us up.
Have a hoot at Cahoots. Thanks for tuning in to our second ever episode of Tube Talk. Our next episode will be on all the soppy love stories of the Tube. So please stay tuned for that.
And hit us up with any lovely moments you've had on the platform. I've been Connor O'Donovan.
And I've been Yasmin Manan.
Until next time. keep tubing.
Thank you.